Hey guys, and welcome to the AFRAF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. The transportation of information. I rather the untypical kind of transportation compared to the classic infrastructural and trafficker ones we've talked about the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks indeed, yeah. So it might be one of the most interesting ones, and one that may, well, imply changes of a great extent. Today, we'll have a closer look at telecom, or at a full-length telecommunication. This is communication by electric means over significant distances, by definition. Well, we all know what it is, but I bet most of you do not know how that will change over the next decade or so. But you're glad listening to this episode at the moment, because after it, you will actually know. The telecommunications industry will not stop increasing within the next years. This might not be a surprise for you guys, because you are future addicted and you know communication will be as important as it never had been before within the next years. Though there are, well, a couple of pillars that you can put these changes on, and I'll mention in that podcast episode 8 pillars that, well, represent all changes that will occur in the next, well, couple of years. First of all, the cloud services will experience a rise. This is not a surprise at all, because cloud-based offerings are already very popular, though especially the low-power chips and the super-fast interconnectors will be, well, more established, and as an effect of that, they will be less expensive and will be available for everyone and everywhere. And, well, this increases the whole amount of, well, people that can connect to each other with cloud-based services by transporting a, well, remarkable amount of data. The infrastructure, second pillar, the infrastructure of wireless networks will grow. This is nothing that I have to add anything to, but, well, the extent and the quality will increase insanely within the next years. So this is not just like going to Starbucks and being happy about, well, having free Wi-Fi in order to, well, connect to the internet, but this is, well, another category of connection and of wireless networks that we will face within the next years. The third pillar are our smartphones, and they will look totally different from now. They will stay a, well, mean of telecommunication, or the most important mean of telecommunication, of course, though there are like some features that will be improved remarkably within the next years. These are, for example, varying light conditions, or the adjustment to varying light conditions, with the like display behaving just like the eyes of the one using the phone, and the ability to track objects, focus in real time, and adjust automatically, well, according to the light conditions. The another feature will be the auto brightness, well, to get on the next level by a transflexive display. That display will reflect the ambient rays and show you like crisp, clear images, even in bright light, daylight. And another feature of smartphones will be the batteries, because I think this to be the, well, most inconvenient thing about nowadays smartphones, the, well, low battery life, and in the end, well, the decrease of battery strength, well, 1 or 2 years after we have bought the phone. So this will improve very, very much within the next years. The next pillar to put on the telecommunication of tomorrow is the forecast of mobile traffic, because mobile traffic will in many countries grow about 67 times from what it is at present. This is, we cannot realize this by saying, well, the mobile traffic will grow like 67 times, because nobody can imagine the amount of mobile traffic happening within a country like the US or Germany or, I don't know, England. This is not, well, you cannot compare this to any other growth that had taken place in history, because, 67 times within the next year is just insane. Another pillar is the mobile machine to machine, and this is also called the Internet of Things. And you would like mentioned the example, or the most popular example, of the GPS synchronization with the cars that are already developed. In fact, there is just like a, well, a obstacle with the 5G networking, or the network system in general. And in order to improve that, it will be crucial to open up the market for 5G in every country that wants to be, or wants to succeed in the market of, well, autonomous driving. We have already talked about autonomous driving a lot, though I have, well, packed this into the episode about telecommunication, because in fact it is a certain type of telecommunication that, well, one car connects to the other car via GPS and, well, avoids some traffic, traffic problems that can increase otherwise. Another pillar is the increase in enterprise mobility, and here the website where I have tired out the most information I give you in that episode starts out the app market to be most important factor here, and the download of global mobile applications has already risen, but mobility global market will begin gathering a huge amount, and it is also said that the amount that enterprises are currently spending on mobility will grow immensely. This is what they say on the website here. And there is another pillar that one might not think of primarily, but also the telecom customers will change a lot as technology is becoming more and more accessible and affordable, as I have mentioned it before. People will have like smart information and communication technology integrated homes, for example, and more like tools that are integrated to a entire system. And this is why the expectations and the needs of the customer will change rapidly when this is, well, more established. And the last pillar to put on, the whole future of telecommunications is big data. And there are, well, mainly two current directions this is going to. And the big data, or the first direction, is like the classification of data types that will be used, well, commonly in the future, as unstructured data is pretty expensive to analyze, and this increases the analysis cost. And in the other direction this heads toward is that in place of a proprietary database, huge data technology platforms will be used, also in order to train, for example, artificial intelligence. So this is a like second aspect that we should hold in mind or keep in mind when thinking about the future of telecommunication. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and you could like gain a little bit of an idea of how telecommunication 2020 might look like, because it's not that far away, and as you've already heard or realized, many pillars, as I've called them in that episode, are already part of reality. And this is why the step to complete all of these pillars will be made sooner and faster as we can imagine, actually. So as I've said, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I wish you a very nice day. We will hear each other tomorrow.